Well, good morning. Can I give you all a very warm welcome to our online Sunday service, especially if you're a visitor, if this is your first time tuning in, or if you're not a regular with us, it's really great to have you listening in this way. Later on, Colin Tamplin will be speaking for us from Psalm 120, thinking about the theme of God's people being strangers in a strange land. It's a theme that runs right through the Bible, that God's people don't have their ultimate home here in this world as it is, but are looking to that home with God in His glory in a new heavens and a new earth. Peter, as he writes his epistle, he begins by saying, to God's elect exiles. It's a phrase that points us to the fact that whilst God's people, Christians, are accepted and chosen and cherished by God, they are exiles in this world. They won't necessarily be loved and accepted by the people around them. And as I said, this is a thing that runs right through the Bible. We read in Hebrews chapter 11 about Abraham. We read that by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. Even there in the Old Testament, we see God's people lived as though they were strangers in a foreign country. And that's our calling as Christians, to live in this world, but not to be of it, to be those who are heading towards a great destiny, eternal destiny with God forever in heaven. Well, the first song that we're going to sing recognizes that. It recognizes that just as Abraham by faith was longing for a better country, a heavenly one, so too we by faith are looking forward to what is to come. It tells us that by faith we see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design. It declares that we will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on Him, our soul's reward. Till the race is finished and the work is done, we'll walk by faith and not by sight. So please use the links that you've been sent to sing that song. If you don't have those links, you can go over to the Facebook page and you can find them under this morning's message. Well, we're going to pray now, and as we do that, we reflect on the fact that as Christians, as God's people, we are elect exiles. We've all already thought a little bit about what it means to be exiles. It means that this world as it is, it isn't our ultimate home. That we're not necessarily always going to be accepted by the people around us. But if we're exiles, elect exiles, it means that we're loved by God. We're chosen by Him. We're precious and special to Him. Paul, as he writes to the church in Rome, says, to all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be His holy people. This is the privilege we have as Christians, being those who are loved by God, called to be His holy people. We are elect, chosen exiles here in this world. And so that gives us confidence that we have this privilege this morning to come to pray to God, to be listen to by Him. We know that He loves us. We know that He hears us. And so that's why we access Him now through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and come before His throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning that if we are Christians, we are those who are elect exiles. We thank You that we have been chosen and saved and ransomed and purchased by You. Father, we know that as we live in this world, which isn't our ultimate home, there will be times maybe when we are opposed, times when people don't accept us in the way that You accept and love us. Father, we think about the church around the world and the way that many believers have to suffer persecution and opposition and hostility on a daily basis. And we know that Your word promises us that that might be our lot in life, that yes, we will be facing the same hostility and even hatred that Jesus Himself faced while He was here in this world. But Father, we thank You that we belong to you. Thank you that we are purchased, that we are yours, and that, Father, we are making our way through this world, and we are looking for a better one, a heavenly country, a new heavens and a new earth. And we pray that as we gather online this morning, that you would remind us of these truths, that these truths would encourage us, and they would edify us, and that they would build us up in our faith. Father, as we look at the world again today, we see that it is a broken world. It is a world that needs fixing. It is a world that you have promised to come again to redeem and to renew for those who are in your kingdom. And so, Father, we thank you for this hope. We thank you that even in a broken world, we can look forward to what is to come. We can look up to you in heaven, our God, who strengthens us and sustains us in this journey that we are on. So help us, we pray today, bless your people wherever they may be, sustain them and give them joy in the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we thought a little bit about being exiles, the fact that this isn't our home. If we're Christians, this world as it is, isn't our home. But we thought that we are, about the fact that we are elect exiles, we are loved and cherished by God. And that's the theme that our next song picks up on, this idea of belonging to God, of being His, of being precious to Him. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And this is a song that also anticipates and points us to that final day when we will be with God in glory, when we will sing our Saviour's praises for all of eternity. So again, invite you to pause this recording and to sing or to listen to that song in your home. Well, I'm going to invite you now to again pause this recording and to go over to the Facebook page and to listen to the message that has been recorded for us by Colin Tamplin. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message that we have just heard. Thank you for this reminder that we are strangers in a strange land, sojourners making our way through this world as it is. Father, we thank you that we have a home in heaven. Thank you that we have an inheritance stored up for us at your right hand, an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade. Thank you that it's reserved for us. Thank you that we are kept by your power through faith in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But Heavenly Father, I do pray, especially for those struggling this morning, those struggling to keep going, pray that you would give them the energy and the grace and the strength that they need to see the wonders that are laid before them, the promises that are contained there in the gospel, and that they themselves would cling to them, and that they would be encouraged by them. So, Father, do bless your people. Bless this word to us. Maybe there's something that we need to go and do as a result of it. Maybe there's something that we need to cling on to tightly for ourselves, something that will get us through another week. Father, whatever we have needed to hear, pray that we would have heard it and that we would have taken it to heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to close our time by singing a song that tells us that we're marching to Zion, to that beautiful city of God, that eternal destiny that is ours in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just a wonderful note to end our time on. Yes, we are strangers in a strange land, but we're going somewhere, we're heading somewhere, and it's a glorious place, a wonderful place that we're going to if our faith is in Christ. Well, here's a charge, a passage to leave you as you go into this next week. These are Paul's words as he writes towards the end of his life to Timothy, where he says, "But you, man of God," and we can say woman of God as well, "flee from all of this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses, in the sight of God who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, "I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in inapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honour and might forever. Amen."